This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
White.
We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 a.m. Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. We're looking to be in the 70s, at least where I am. And a lot of New England's warming up. But if you look out on the horizon, in about a week from now, still got some cold weather coming, so... You know, don't get too excited by this with some of your veggies and whatnot. Not time to get everything outside. There's still the chance of frost going on for another 2 weeks. So it's definitely something to be thinking about as your, your homegrown veggies might be getting a little bit bigger and you're getting excited to put them outside. I'd wait a little bit longer. If you can, where, like I said, right now, long-term forecasts in about 5-6 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it might actually be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, was looking to be in the 30s with some frost possible overnight. I know just as we get some nice weather back-to-back after having all this rain, we want to get outside and do stuff, but... I wouldn't do it just yet for those who are wondering, all right, are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. We're getting there though. We're definitely getting there. So it's nice to have a couple days back to back with the sun shining versus just tons of rain. Seems like almost all the weather we've been having is rain, so we can't really do a lot outside. Get areas cleaned up and really enjoy ourselves. I know some of the areas and lawns are starting to grow. Getting out there, getting some of the first mowings of the season done. Some of you are getting a few things ready in the garden beds. A lot of plants are starting to emerge. A lot of perennials are starting to show and show you that they are still alive. So it's definitely something to get excited about. Spring has been here for a while, but it hasn't really felt like it with everything going on, plus weather-wise. We're starting to feel some nice temperatures. But just like every spring, up and down temperature-wise, rain, etc. The old saying, April showers bring May flowers. Well, that's definitely going to happen this year because with the amount of rain we had in April, there better be flowers, right? We all deserve it. So let's think about the happiness of all the flowers that are going to be coming. But a lot of plants are starting to bud up, get full, really look well out there. So something to look forward to. We also, you know, we've had some warm temperatures in our soils. We talk about it a lot with soil temperatures. And soil temperatures are really starting to pop up. You know, it's, you know, we need those 50 degree days or more in the soil for it to really start to, well, first off, to germinate crabgrass, which is what we don't want, but to germinate any grass that you're putting down. You may notice we had some really nice temperatures, and you put grass seed down maybe 3 weeks ago, and, you know, it's supposed to be either some of that fast grow or something that usually takes about 14 days, and you're wondering, what's going on? Well, soil temperatures haven't been up there as much. We're up in the nice temperatures, or we're above 50 for our five-day average, so that is good. That is something we want. The 24-hour average is 58.5. So 55 degrees or more, we're going to start seeing temperature, start seeing the lawn start to show if you're putting down new grass seed. So definitely today's temperatures will help. By no means, by any means, because this warm weather will really help push some of that growth. Warm up the soil temperatures is exactly what we're looking to do to get things going. But like I said earlier, just be aware. Towards the end of the week, we're looking at a frost, at least in my area. You know, the more north you go, you're probably going to have a little bit more of the frost. So definitely keep an eye out for it. You know, if you put stuff in the ground, blankets work to go over the top, keeping it a couple degrees. It's all going to depend. We all know the weather changes all the time. But just wanted to put it out there because I know it's a gorgeous day and you're going to want to get some things done outside. But, you know, if you're looking at tomatoes and some of your squashes and peppers, not too much time to put them in the soil yet. Don't put them in yet, just yet. So just want to make sure everybody's aware of that. We'll probably mention it a few times today just to remind everyone in regards to what's going on. Now, you know, I started to touch on it a little bit with your lawns. Lawn obviously is starting to grow. You're starting to get it really you know, filling in. If it's been there, you know, our grass seed that we've put down has not started to grow, but anything that was there prior has started to grow. So some of your weeds have started to grow, too. I've noticed it in my yard. You know, the weeds, certain weeds, don't need soil temperatures to be warm, like a crabgrass, because a crabgrass is like a grass, so it needs that warm temperature. Whereas some of these other weeds, and I see a bunch in my yard, like a juga, clover, those types, some chickweed. And those types are starting to pop through. So, you know, you're kind of wondering, what do I do? Well, you know, if you're looking to reseed areas, it's not recommended right now to put the seed down and spray something to get rid of it. They have organic ways and synthetic ways. You know, that choice is up to you. I can always give you both options, because at the end of the day, that's your choice, not mine. But if you're looking to reseed this spring and you're starting to see all those weeds, maybe it's looking at, let's take care of the weeds first and then put down some grass seed so that you're getting those areas as well. So some things to think about with that, you know, certain products that you use, you can reseed within 7 to 10 days. So, you know, long term might not be a bad thing by using a product today to get rid of some of those weeds, right? Because in 7 days, like I said, there could be a frost. So that gives you time to get rid of the weeds, but then when it starts to warm up again, putting grass seed down for it to start to germinate. So, you know, that might be a good thing. Maybe that time is right on for you to look at it and say, all right, I know I'm going to have 7 days from now after a frost, and then I'll be able to start. Perfect. And maybe doing it that way. Yeah, so it's some different options for you. So if you were to, you know, have certain weeds, there are specific weed killers that will just go for the weeds that are in the lawn and not kill the lawn. Some of the ones that I talked about, like ajuga, chickweed, and clover. I use the chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer. I use it, mix it up and do it a couple times, actually. So for my instance on here, I would have to wait to reseed for probably about 6 weeks on this one. But because I have a heavy covering of those in my lawn. Haven't had a lot of time to take care of the lawn. But you'd be able to use those to spray on if they have lower amounts to get rid of them. With the Bonide product, the chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer, spraying it on the lawn. I believe it's about 14 days on that one. There's organic ways that you could use. You could use you can use the Adios from Natural Alternative. There's a couple other options that we can talk about on the other side of the break. The break's about to hit us in about 30 seconds. So we can talk a little bit more about what you can kill with the lawn, that you can kill in the lawn with organic and synthetic products. We'll lead with the organic products because a lot of people are really want to use those, which I completely understand. And then we'll give a little bit of information on the synthetics. So you can give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll see you in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to PaulParent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to PaulParent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Frank in Nassau.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Pat. I have a slope on my property that I would like to fill in with some plants to prevent erosion. It's about, I would say, 8 feet by 3 feet. And okay. I did have forsythia there, and I cleaned it out because it was getting overgrown. So I would like something that I could put in, buy from, say, Home Depot, put in. It would look good, and I could forget it with minimum maintenance. Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, so you can actually, junipers are probably one of the best erosion control type plants that are out there. And a lot of times there are the low growing junipers that will, you might actually see on the side of a highway on like where overpasses are. They'll have different types of junipers there. So they do really well. It's something that, you know, you can, just, you know, kind of set it and forget it. That's one of the top ones that I've seen. There are a lot of, like perennial type ground covers you can use. There's some phlox, there's some, what is it? It's, there's some phlox, then there's a different types of sedums. There are, Pachysandra, there's myrtle. It would depend on the sunlight. I'm assuming with the forsythia that was there, it was probably full sun.
It was full sun, yeah.
Okay. So junipers are the best for it. You could also, use like red twig dogwoods. You could use like, if we want to look at perennials, you could use some heuchera. There are some different types of heuchera that will help. Any of them that have a decent root system will do really well. But my, like I said at the beginning, my favorite is the juniper, just because there's some carpet juniper out there, like a blue rug juniper, that will cover the whole bottom. It'll just cover the soil on the top, but the root system's just as much, and it helps a lot with erosion control. So that's one of my favorites. That's an easy one to find, an easy one to get. So that's probably my main one to be looking at.
Okay. Do you recommend, say, some type of wildflower?
So some of the things with a wildflower, they don't have a huge root system. And so with the erosion, you're looking to try to get something where the root system is going to hold on to the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you could use any, like, a wildflower mix that you could purchase. But the idea is, you know, to have something that has a deep root system to stay. You could take a look for something with flowers. You could possibly look at, like, sedum, the ground cover sedum, different sedum. There's tons of different sedums. They're in the succulent-type family, which succulents are really easy to grow, low maintenance. So maybe that's one of them to really, because there's so many different varieties, they can have so many different color flowers with some of them.
Mm-hmm.
That might be something to look at if you're looking for the smaller. But, you know, sometimes with a wildflower mix, you have different styles, so they're not completely going to have that continuous root system, that deep root system.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I would stay away from it myself. I like the idea, though, with the color. You know, that would be nice to have on a slope instead of just looking at, like, a green juniper, right?
Yeah.
So that's why you could look at some of the perennials. Some daylilies will do all right on slopes. I have some, like, tigered lily types on my property on a slope, and they just cover the whole area. So daylilies might not be a bad thing to be putting on there, mixing up with some different colors. You know, they have so many different colors now, some that rebloom, like the Happy Returns or the Stelladora. Rosy Returns is another one. Those might be some options for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, well, hopefully that helped out, Frank. Good luck, and keep us posted how it goes. All right, Frank, have a great one. All right, we're gonna take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Gorgeous spring weather across the U.S. and Europe drew people cooped up inside for weeks to soak up the sun, even as additional coronavirus hotspots in Russia and Pakistan are emerging. Overall, Russia has now reported over 125,000 cases and more than 1,200 deaths. The true numbers are believed to be much higher because not everyone is tested. Pakistan appears to be joining Russia with rapidly increasing case counts. Pakistan announced that nearly 1,300 new cases now raise the total in the country to about 18,000. And people grateful to be outdoors were still wearing masks everywhere, even on southern U.S. beaches and by some joggers in Spain. A New York City farmers market enforced the familiar 6 feet of space between people wanting to buy spring flowers. And police and park officials were spread out across New York City, sending out 1,000 officers to enforce social distancing on the warmest day since the beginning of March. This is USA Radio News. A 5.4 magnitude earthquake hit near southern Puerto Rico, jolting many
hiding from their beds on an island where many people remain in shelters from previous quakes earlier in the year. The U.S. Geological Society said the quake hit just off the coast of Talboa Pinuelas and was felt where hundreds of homes were destroyed by a quake in early January. The tremor also hit as Puerto Ricans remain home under a two-month lockdown to help curb the spread of coronavirus. A federal judge in Los Angeles dismissed demands by the United States women's soccer team for pay equal to that of men's. Molly Levinson, spokeswoman for the defending World Cup champions, said the plaintiffs will appeal. The suit pitted the players against the United States Soccer Federation. Members of the women's national team had sought more than $66 million in damages as part of their gender discrimination suit. The legal battle grew out of 2016 complaints filed with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission on behalf of five top women players. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Doris is in Massachusetts.
Doris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, thanks for taking my call. I have a question. I'm going to try growing vegetables in containers this year. I've never done it before.
Okay.
I have some of the fabric bags, and my questions are, what kind of soil, how do I prepare it, and if you can suggest some easy vegetables for me.
Okay. Now, so for soils on there, you could look anywhere out on the internet for build your own soils.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the containers that you're looking for, pre-made soil is the best way to go.
Okay.
Mixing some of your own sometimes can take a lot of extra work, and it's always not completely mixed the way. A lot of the companies that have like your soil ready to go is pre-mixed, and they have the mixers to do it. So as far as soils, if you are starting seeds, which I think you'd be starting more like plants at this point, right? Is that what you're looking to do? Yeah. So for starting more plants, you'd look for like a nice potting mix, something along the lines. Espoma has a great like all-purpose potting mix.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a fruit and vegetable mix that's perfect for container growing. There are some soils out there, like a container garden soil.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those are perfect to use. You want, so a potting soil, you might read on a package, will say a soilless mix,
mm-hmm.
right? The soilless mix means it's just a lighter mix. It doesn't have like topsoil. It doesn't have the dirt that you would have from the ground, right?
Okay.
So that's where the difference between the two is. So we're looking for something a little bit lighter than like a heavy dirt.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason behind that is when it's a light plant like this and something that's year after year, that you do year after year when you would replace, It's easier. It's not as compact for the root system of a vegetable. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually look to do something a little bit lighter. Add the soil to it. A lot of pre-purchased soils are going to have a neutral pH, so you're not going to have to worry about adding like a, you know, a lime or something along those lines, because they've been formulated to keep that pH at the right rate to grow your vegetables for you.
Okay. And would I add compost and fertilizer to this?
So
or?
What I would look to do with the soil is fill the containers that you have with this potting soil, whichever one you choose to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would purchase any type of compost for veggies. I like using like a lobster compost.
Okay.
Costa Maine has a product called lobster compost. That's a great one. Or any like a compost planting mix to add to the soil. And what I do with that is when I'm planting like a from a 6-pack or a 4-inch plant, I'll mix a little bit in the area that I'm going to pot it, put the plant. So
okay.
There's some nice nice extra soil in there, extra nutrients to give it something. I usually won't start off using much of a fertilizer. The only fertilizer I would start off with would be like the Biotone Starter.
Mm-hmm.
From Espoma. That starter has a lot of great things to help with transplant shock and to get plants acclimated to their new areas. So you use a little bit of that in there. During the season for fertilizer, you could use liquid forms where it would be like a wettable powder where you would mix it in a watering can and water that way and move throughout the year. Or you could use a granular form. Depending upon what you use, like a tomato tone or a garden tone from Espoma, those are great ones. Now, as far as easy plants, there's no real, like, completely easy plant to do. Your tomatoes, you know, that's a typical one where they can grow nice and easy in the sun. If we have too much rain, you get some of the molds, etc. So those, I still think that is some of the easy ones would be tomato, peppers, you know, the old reliables, if you will.
Okay.
You just have to pay attention a little bit to the weather, taking a look at how you water. Highly recommend watering the soil, not from above.
Okay, yep.
What it does is when you water from the top, the water can sit sometimes on the leaves, creating that mold or fungus. So watering the soil is going to help alleviate some of that, so you don't have to worry about it as much. Obviously, if it rains consistently like we've been having, you know, that would be something to kind of look at. And that's easy to fix by thinning out some of the leaves on the inside of the plant. So that's not a, you know, that's not too hard.
Okay, and if I want to try green beans and yellow beans, can I get those in seedlings, or do I have to start them from seed?
So I've seen them in seedlings already started.
Okay.
I've actually seen some of the beans where I work at Mahoney's Garden Center, and we had some in like a 4-inch pot, or it was like a 2-inch pot, but it was a little bit bigger than that, that I've seen some started in some of the beans.
Right. Okay. And are seedlings starting to come out now? I know it's probably too early to plant them, but can I buy them and take care of them in the house for a couple
Definitely.
Of weeks?
Definitely. A lot of garden centers are having them. I know I feel like I've been there every hour the past couple of weeks at the garden center I work at, but I know all the Mahoneys in Massachusetts have vegetables out and ready.
Okay.
We know that you need to keep a lot of them inside. Certain ones need to stay inside or be covered. But you can start to get them there. I've seen them in a bunch of different places, just to pick some up.
Okay.
And a lot of them, as the season progresses a little bit warmer, you're going to see a little bit bigger and more options. A lot of the options start very small at the garden center because only certain ones are really cold tolerant.
Right.
And then as you go, you know, if you're looking for anything that kind of grows underground, all those you're going to have to either do by seed or by tuber. Like a potato is a tuber. So those ones you wouldn't be able to find as seedlings. You'd be able to find more of your tomatoes, your lettuces. Lettuce is a real easy one to grow. You kind of set it and forget it, really.
Okay.
You know, all your, you could do some cold crops that are a little bit more, that would take some time, like a Brussels sprout takes forever, and it's almost like you're not going to pick it until almost like December sometimes. That's not as easy, but some of those cold crops would be out earlier to grow for you. So, I mean, the options are really unlimited for you, but as we get warmer, you're going to see more options for it.
Okay, sounds good. And one very quick last question.
Sure.
Does the brand of vegetable seeds matter? I don't, because there's so many out there, that, you know, the big name brands versus the, you know, the smaller boutique seed companies, if you will. Does brand matter?
Well, so I think it does. You know, I've always been one who has followed Burpee. I've talked about it a million times, and Burpee is one of the bigger names. I think they come out with some of the newer varieties sometimes and are part of it. But, you know, I'm not saying they're the best for it. There are some smaller seed companies out there. One of my favorites is Botanical Interests.
Okay.
It's family run, and, you know, they're still going. They have a lot of organic options for you. They're more of your, small, like, it's more of your garden center type. You're not going to find it really at a big box store. I like those personally, just because I work at a garden center, but I like to support family run businesses like that.
Okay, sounds good.
And I do know their quality is great. I've used their seeds myself, and it always does well. So a lot of garden centers carry them. But
all right. Okay. I think you've given me enough information to get off to a good start.
All right. Well, we're here every week if you have more questions, obviously. But we'll be talking about it as we go on, because I know we're still about 2 weeks away from bringing everything outside. They say the last frost is about May 20th in our area.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind when you're planting anything outside.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Doris. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'm going to be here for another few hours to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. And we were talking a little bit about some soils to use. And like I said, Espoma has a great all-purpose potting mix. Now, here's the deal on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give the roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and outs for flowers and vegetables, and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. And like I said here, our phone number is 855-660-4261. And again, we're going to be here for a few more hours to answer all your gardening questions. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. Perfect time to get out in the garden and check out some things. I know yesterday was a gorgeous day out there. You know, hearing all the news, everybody went outside. And I completely understand it. And it's been a rough almost 2 months here. For everyone being stuck inside, and really, I think it's like the warmest day, if I heard the news correctly, during one of the breaks. It's like the warmest day since March. Now, it's funny to hear that it was the warmest day since March because it hit 70. And March in New England is usually not 70, but we had an uncharacteristically warm temperatures in March. Usually it would have said until last, like, you know, September, October. But it was interesting just to hear some of that during the news break. So it's warming up. Don't get too excited. I'm going to keep saying it because at the weekend there could be some cold weather. So some of the annuals you've been purchasing, some of the vegetables you've been purchasing, if they're outside, there's a way to fix them. We can cover them up with a blanket, get something over them, and hope on those nights when it's cold we have some cloud cover. Because if it's a bright, nice sky, that's when we have some issues for frost. So we can discuss that throughout the show and figure out a few things. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Rita is in South Carolina.
Rita, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Calling because my irises aren't blooming. I don't know what the problem is. Maybe they're too close together. Do I need to thin them out or what? I did cut them back in November.
Okay. There's tons of foliage at this point.
Yes.
So it's nice and full. It looks like there's nothing wrong with the plant.
No. The leaves look like the wind has burned them a little. They're brown on the top. The
okay.
Tips.
All right. And they're in full sun?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have they been in those areas? Have you divided them at all?
No.
Okay. Sometimes if with irises, when they get like completely an area just full of them, sometimes dividing them will help them force to rebloom. It might take a season to do, but what happens sometimes is when it's overcrowded, the plant just doesn't flower because it's competing with the root system. So the root system is just trying to get its area, and it's focusing on other areas versus focusing on the flowers. The other thing is, it would depend on, did you have any freezes or frosts overnight in the past few weeks down there? I'm assuming you didn't, but that's an option.
I think so.
So sometimes with the frost, it might kick them back a little bit, and when the buds are forming, it could kill any of those new buds. Sometimes they will rebloom. They can, but usually when they're if a freeze or frost happens at the beginning, it might just not plant for you for that. It might not flower for you for that season. The way you were saying some of the brown tips on them. I'm wondering if that had something to do with a freeze. That could have had part of it.
Okay.
For a soil amendment to try and push a little bit of this growth, the bloom, a superphosphate would help early in the spring. So we could still do it to try and push some of this. But I think your options, there are a couple options. One is to divide some of them.
Okay.
To space them out a little bit more, use them in different parts of the garden. Make sure, obviously, you keep them in the full sun.
Okay.
You could look at fertilizer with a superphosphate. That's the one that has a middle number that's very heavy or very high. So superphosphates usually come in like a 0.18.0 or a 0.14.0. Those ones will help with bloom. For it. Another thing to look at is look at your soil pH. They want to be higher in the soil levels. So maybe that's part of it. But I would think, to be honest, the most what it probably is being very congested in those areas and overcrowded. Maybe dividing them is going to help you. You're most likely not going to see any flowers from this season when you divide them. Because you're kind of shocking the plant, right?
Yeah.
And the plant's going, okay, what do? I got to grow roots. I got to focus on that. And so the plant is going to focus on the other areas, kind of like what it's doing because it's overcrowded. So that could be a lot to do with it. So make sure it's a well-drained soil. They like well-drained soil, full sun. Sometimes when they have some shade, they just won't bloom. But as we've already discussed multiple times, it's in full sun.
Well, shall I divide them now or later?
I would do it now and try to space them out the best you can. Usually what you do is you take half of the one. So say there's 10, just as an example. I keep 5 in the same location that they are and then move 5 to another area, so half and half.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that helps you, Rita, and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll see you in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.